Well, good morning again. So we're going to be continuing on talking about the Holy Spirit. Last week, there was an outpouring of His Spirit in this place. One of the things I do want to remind everyone about one thing about the Holy Spirit. He's already here. God's already here. He's already present. Amen? So as you walk and as we talk this morning, would you remember that He is here and He's speaking to you right now as I'm speaking to you, in your heart, in your mind. He's our comforter. He's our strength. We've been talking about it. We've been, saying He's worthy of all those things. But you know what? He wants to speak to you this morning. He wants to care for you this morning. He wants to bring you in and say, child, it's okay. I am here. And that's why I think I know that He leads us the Holy Spirit. Is because in that way, we can feel His presence all the time. When you leave this place, does the Spirit leave you? No, He walks beside you. So it doesn't matter where you're going, if you're at Safeway, or if you're at the fire hall, or if you're at work, or if you're at the park, or in the gym working out, the Holy Spirit's there. He's amongst you. He's with you. But there's some things we need to do. Some things that I think for some of us, we grasp it quicker, and for some of us, we grasp it slower. I'm the slower. My wife is the quicker, in my opinion. But it's taken me a lot of years to kind of get my head wrapped around this, because I always wanted to be in control. My flesh says, I am strong. I can do this. I don't need your help. My flesh says, I have to be the one to support the family. I have to be the one. The flesh says, when you're living by that, it's sure depressing. It is a stronghold. It is a burden when we live by the flesh. And, as I was a young person, I used to say this statement all the time. I don't need to read the word. Worship's good enough, and going to church is good enough. And again, we've got to know each other over this past year or so. But, I grew up in the church, so I've heard a lot of sermons. I've heard a lot of different sermons. Probably, it obviously influenced my life. Obviously hearing all the different preachers and stuff within my life. But one of the things I've always said is I don't need to really read read books or whatever. And I used to get mad at my wife as she read like 30 books a week. And then as we moved, I would like have 400,000 boxes of books. This is no exaggeration, people. Like a U-Haul truck ain't big enough for the amount of books. So praise the Lord for technology and Kindle and all those things, because now I don't have to move so many books. I still got to move books, but not as many. So I'm very thankful to the Lord for that. I do believe that was definitely a miracle of lots of people praying. But the exciting thing is that I've learned something, is that we need to always be grounding and rooting ourselves. And before I get into talking about living by the Spirit, there's something that I want to pass on to you. Now, in order to grow, I've heard the sermons a lot, so I've seen, if you throw your seeds on, you hear about the fruit and how a tree grows. And, you throw your seeds on asphalt, those seeds are probably not going to produce anything, right? But something that I found very important as I was studying this week for this is that even for you to put the seeds in the ground, you've got to kind of know what to put it into, right? So what do you got to do in order to do that? You got to study a little bit, or talk to people, or get into the book, or maybe get on the internet and Google it. Google's good, so I'm saying technology is good. But you have to do something to kind of understand the principle, right? If you just throw some seeds in the ground, pour water in it, it may grow, it may not grow, but all trees are different. I just learned about a tree came into the thrift store that I thought should be outside, but it's an inside tree, and it's a fig tree. Because in our weather, fig trees won't live because it's not the right type of environment. So a fig tree is designed for like lots of moisture and that disgusting hot, you sweat, that muggy, humid, which we don't really get here. That's what a fig tree needs. So I just thought that was interesting, because I would have thrown it outside and then when it died, go, what? But again, how would I have known? Because I need to study and groom. So... you've heard a lot about seeds and growing,
And I thought an important thing too is how we got to learn. So I had Jonathan do me up a slide this morning. And can you show the first slide, Jonathan? Now, I come from an automotive background, so this makes a lot of sense to me. So we're going to throw up a brake pad. So if you can throw that. So that's a set of brake pads, right? Now, when you looked at that, would you know it's a brake pad? Automatically, everybody knows it's a brake pad. Okay, good. No, I see some heads taking no. So a little education going on this morning. Next slide. So what is that? Who said drum? It's a rotor. That's not a drum. Although it does have a cap on it, so it could be a hat drum. Yeah, could be both. So that's okay. That's good. And the next one? What is that? Okay. So that's important. So for me, it's kind of like the seed. Before we go to the last one, it's kind of like a seed, right? For you planters, you understand that concept. For me, in the automotive trade, I understand this concept because when you put pads, and rotors, and a caliper together, you get this. Nope. Yeah. So a complete unit. But you would never figure out how to put all that together unless you studied about it, go to school about it, and figure out how the principle behind all this stuff. Right? Now, I was thinking about this week. There you go. There's another one. Just different pictures. See, to me, this makes sense. But you would have to go to school in order really to figure out how to put that together properly. Now, some guys do it in their backyard and figure it out, but somehow they've had to learn. They've had to instruct themselves. They've had to really figure out how the seeds all go together and how they work and why. So for me, automotive, this makes sense to me. But I would have never learned how to do brakes if I didn't study the book and talk to the mechanic and get the tools and get all those things. I wouldn't have been able to do that without learning about it. Over the years, I've heard lots of people say this, especially guys when I was younger, becoming a teen, going into my young adults. And they would say, well, I don't get God. I don't understand him. I don't understand the Holy Spirit. I go to church, and then I go home, and then I go out and play, and I go to work, and I learn Commodore 64, because, you know, that was when I was coming out, or Atari, or ColecoVision. Those are the ones I remember. Nowadays, it's a lot more in depth, but the thing that I've realized is that none of those people who said that say, well, I've studied the word in and out, and I don't want it. I have had people who said they studied the word in and out and said, I'm not interested in it. But there was a step they missed, in what I believe. And talking with these different people over the years. And the first step about living by the Spirit is this. First, we have to understand this. In Acts 2:38, and Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. 39, it says, the promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. And it says, and you will receive the gift of the Spirit. But first step first, you have to receive Christ into your life. Then the Spirit comes in, right then and there. You don't have to wait. You know, for years it was, if you don't see the evidence of the Spirit speaking in tongues, that was the big thing back, you know, I'm thinking late 70s, early 80s, when that movement was really, really strong. And if you weren't speaking in tongues, you didn't have the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to say that's not true. It says right here, you ask and you receive. So Holy Spirit is upon you right away. And as I was studying this week, one of and I listed different sermons, and I thought this is really good. He's the comforter. He's also the one, we use the word subconscious. He's the one telling you, you maybe shouldn't be doing this. Or maybe, let's put this down and do this. Like, let's study the word. Let's, you know, instead of going out, maybe stay home and just get into the word. Or you need to pray for this person right now, this very second. Pray for them. I've been challenged this past year being at New Life to do that. for years, I've you know, you need to pray for the person. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, cool. When I see him, I'll pray for him. But I've realized that praying for that person, as soon as the Holy Spirit tells you to pray for that person, is so powerful, because then you hear later on how they weren't feeling great that day, and all of a sudden they felt good, or something was happening and they just needed the power. There is amazing things that can happen. So this is, I think, a step one of us living by the Spirit. First, receive. Simple, right? God, come into my life. Open the door so I can hear from you. So for years, a lot of my friends would drift away from the Lord, or maybe even some of your friends, because they haven't really fulfilled that first step. And then the second step is what I was showing you, is learn about how to put together breaks. But learn. How do you not, like, how can we get closer to God if we're not actually teaching ourselves? I'm busy at work. I'm busy being a dad. I'm busy being a husband. I'm busy like a bee. I won't sing that song, Bumblebee song, you know, from the 60s and all that. But we forget to stop and take time out for God. So this year, this is the second time in my life that I challenged myself to read through the Word every day. Like, so I'm doing this study. And since I've been reading through it, so many different things about, right now I'm still in the Old Testament, is all the stuff the Israelites, and I just shake my head, but they didn't have what we have today, which is the Holy Spirit within us, but how they just kept falling from God, and how all these struggles, but yet at the end of it, God still loved them. They were still the chosen people, and when they cried out to him, what did he do? He rescued them. He sent messengers. He took people from where they were sitting in their home and said, you're going to now go tell these people. It wasn't some person. It was, you're going to go do this. Samuel, he was a young boy, right? He was committed to God by his mom. All of a sudden now, all these things. I'm just starting to read so many different things, like in Ezekiel and stuff, and realizing that he will use you. He will use me. The important fact is that we need to walk by the Spirit. How does that look? Again, I don't think we can just automatically, boom, all of a sudden. I think it takes a little bit of training, a little bit of learning. But the exciting thing about this, and is that with the Holy Spirit, our eyes are open to see those things that are which are evil. Our eyes are open so that when we read the Word, we actually understand it. Because it can be confusing. And then it comes back to seeing the things of what's going on in our society today, saying how, you know, Christians are hypocritical and so condemning and all those things, because they can't see the Word, because they don't have the Holy Spirit within them to reveal it to them. And so this morning I am challenging you, if you're not doing this, to start to get into the Word, start to pray, start to just take a scripture apart and just realize that there's so much more in this book than some pages and some nice little stories and some nice little parables. It is a lifestyle. It is getting to know God closer and more intimate. We pray for miracles. How does that work? How can we have miracles? Let's study the Word. Let's get in there. Let's start walking by the Spirit. There's many things that we can do. And so that was kind of step one that I wanted to share this morning. I thought was really super important, was just getting to understand. And I've been in the church all my life. And some of you have, some of you haven't. Some of you got a few years on me, maybe a couple. As my wife would say, you know, you're probably the oldest one in the congregation compared to her, because she's the youngest. That's how it operates in our home. And so we have lots of years here. But I think if we share with one another and start to walk together, and that's why I'm really going to enjoy our home groups, because just getting to know a couple people this week was awesome. But we were able to start working together. Like, why go through a situation if someone already has gone through that and they can give you some help? In the Bible, we've got lots of different things. And another thing is that even our Jesus, when he was on earth, he had to call upon the Holy Spirit for wisdom too. And a lot of us just think, boom, he was automatically. But you know what? It wasn't until after the baptism where the Holy Spirit came upon him. And then the Spirit led him for 40 days into temptation from Satan. But the Holy Spirit led him into the desert. And I just thought that was really significant, because we need to call upon the Holy Spirit and listen to that. And it was through that baptism that that all happened. So even Jesus, when he was walking on this earth, he had a call upon the Holy Spirit, had a call upon God. He had to go into prayer. Many times you read, well, Jesus was praying. Jesus had to go off to pray. So don't feel inadequate because you have to pray. Even our Heavenly Father had a goal while he was here. Pray. Get into the Word and study it. I believe that there's just so much in the Word, and we'll never, probably ever, grasp it all at the end of the day. You know, I think of Revelations. I'm sure there's lots of people who really understood it really, really well, but that's years of studying, years of trying to dig out what each word means. There is people that can do that. And in Galatians 5:13-16, or 13-26, it's life by the Spirit. I want to skip down to verse 16, but this is just talking about living by the Spirit. But it says, so I walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do, whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. And go on to read and finish that off. But what was really important was the flesh. Really just popped right out at me to say, the flesh can control us, can take control of us, because that's what we see on a daily basis, right? Like in and around us, the world, we see things that are look great, tangible, but they're really not. But we look at fleshy things with fleshy eyes. We are now walking by the Spirit, people. So we need to be walking and seeing it with spiritual eyes. The things of this world are wicked. They're not holy. They're not of God. Satan is here to devour, to trick you, to somehow, like that's like, get you to bite that apple again. That's what he's out to do. And again, I've now concluded many years ago, but he is not totally stupid. That was one thing that we used to always say, oh, Satan's dumb, he doesn't know what he's doing. In fact, he's sly. And he'll try everything to make it sound good. He'll try everything to deceive you. That's what he's here to do. But because we walk by the Spirit, and when you're walking by the Spirit, what happens is you listen to the Holy Spirit. But it takes practice. It takes learning. It takes listening. And it takes prayer. And it takes time. Sometimes it doesn't happen overnight, because we've got to constantly be nourishing ourselves. Now, you could probably go a little while without eating, right? But eventually your body needs some sustenance. Eventually. And so that is with your spirit as well, I believe. You can go a little while. I really do believe you can go on, I'll use the word, you know, like, for me it was, you know, go to a concert, like a worship concert, and just, oh, that's so awesome. I remember going to Chris Tomlin and seeing him, I think it was 2015, and the power was just, it was so awesome. And I just remember, I want to use the word high. It was just like I was up here. I couldn't stop singing, and it kept going. But then I wasn't really studying the word. I got back to work. Life got busy, being a dad and all those things. And all of a sudden, flesh starts to take over and the things of this world. If we're constantly into the word and constantly studying and constantly praying, I think we kind of can level out a little bit, if that makes sense to you. And so I want to challenge our church this morning. And I love the fact that Pastor Carolyn, I probably wouldn't have thought of this myself, but the fact that monthly we're doing that 24-hour prayer, and we're going to be breaking that today, how important that is. Because that's just another part of being together as a family. Sunday mornings are great. I love them. Being together in prayer, I think it's great. Home groups are awesome. We're spending time together. We're teaching each other. We're learning from each other. But let's not forget that we are living by the Spirit, and so we need to be filling constantly, studying constantly, asking God, open my eyes for those in around me. I pray that for the church. I pray that for the thrift stores, that when we walk around the store, that God, open our eyes so somebody walks into the store and they need prayer, we'll just go and pray with them or ask them for prayer. The same with our congregation when you're walking downtown. Let's not be afraid. I know as Canadians, I was talking with a fellow from the States, and he goes, that's the one thing about Canadians that drives me nuts. We don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, or we're afraid to say something because we're afraid. Because as Canadians, we're very, is the word cordial? Or we're very polite? Yeah, you can yell and scream at me. It's okay. But we need to share the word. And the word is of God, and the flesh doesn't like it. We just read that, right? So if the flesh doesn't like it and you're sharing God, what's going to happen? We're going to have turmoil. We're going to have conflict. We're going to have something develop there. But we can't be afraid of standing for Christ. We can't be afraid of saying, I am a true believer, and this is right and this is wrong. We cannot allow Satan to take control. Our prayer for Cranbrook is that, and my prayer for Cranbrook too, specifically, is that Cranbrook would be a light in Canada, that people would be drawn here because of the Spirit of God. I pray that for our church, that people would be drawn here because there's something different here, because the Holy Spirit's here. So let's not, Romans 8:2 is another passage, if you get a chance to read 1 through 8, but let's not allow the things of the flesh to take control of our life. Let's not allow the things of this world. We want to get somewhere, as I know that, I get it. We want to have a career. Maybe some of you are at the end of your career and you're retired and you're trying to, what do I got to do now, or what am I going to do? Can I share with you one thing, is no matter what stage of life you're in, if you live by the Spirit and walk by the Spirit, it's not always going to be perfect, because the flesh is going to attack. Satan doesn't like this. But if we're walking and living by that, I think you will see joy. It'll bring you fulfillment. Don't put God aside in the times of struggle. Don't put God aside in the times of despair. Don't put the Word aside in the times of tiredness. Because that's a time when we need to dig in. I find I'm most vulnerable and weak when I am tired. I give in easily to my fleshy desires when I'm not standing strong. And those are the times where I need to dig into the Word. And we're constantly under this pressure. And as I read through the different, like just what's going on with a prime minister and this whole thing, and this is not a political stand by any way, but what was dredged up from the past. And I just prayed against it and said, you know what? Lord, I pray for Trudeau. I pray for a refreshing and renewing in the Spirit. I pray for our politicians. I pray for every one of those guys that sit in parliament to receive the Holy Spirit, because if they receive that, imagine where this country can get to. Amen? We need to pray for, we all have views, but we need to pray who's ever in power, because God put him in power. Just remember that. So don't let that sneak in. Let's pray. Let's pray for them. Let's pray for our family. Let's pray for those who need the Lord. Husbands, sons and daughters, mums and dads, aunts and uncles, grandma and grandpas. That's living by the Spirit. Praying, hearing, listening. And you know what? We're going to make mistakes. Sometimes you're going to hear your own voice. But you know what? I think as we step out and just allow what's going on in here and just filter it through and say, okay. And one of the things that doing what Jesus did was good is ask when you do say something to someone. Does that speak to you? Does that make sense to you? And you might make a mistake here and there, and you might not make a mistake, and it might be right on. But let's start stepping out in faith by living by the Spirit, by hearing the voice of God. Would the musicians come forward? And I know we didn't really have a song plan, but maybe worthy of it all. This morning, my conclusion is this. If we are going to live by the Spirit, then we need to dig into the Word, study it for ourselves, understand that it is not flesh that should lead, but the Spirit of God. No matter where you're at today, would you receive Him this morning? Would you receive Him for the first time? It could be for the 50th time. But I think it's important that we constantly open up our hearts. Yeah, I know you've heard me say this over the last year, but open up that door. I just keep coming back to that. That church, we need to be a church that is just going, okay, God, what? Where do you want me to learn? I'm willing to step out. I think of those people who opened up their homes to say, come on in, we're going to have home group together. That's stepping out in faith. Just like this church, when we open the doors, we're just, anybody can come because we want to love on those. And so would you be willing to be one of those people that would just say, I'm going to step out in faith this morning? Would you be the one that lays aside your fleshy desire and what you want and go, God, what do you want from my life? And so would you do that this morning? Would you just close your eyes? And would you just speak out to the Lord those things of what we talked about? Father, just say, Father, I put aside the things of the flesh. Open my eyes to the Spirit so I may be like you.